Hello, this is Sarah Weiss, and I'll be guiding you through a brief grounding exercise today. Sit in a comfortable chair where your feet can touch the ground and your arms can rest easily in your lap or on the arms of the chair. Take a few moments to breathe and come back to your body, feeling your breath from head to toe, feeling your chest rising and falling with the inhalation and the exhalation. And begin to relax into your space and place at this moment. Since grounding is about connecting and remembering our connection with Mother Earth, the very first thing we do is greet the spirit of the land right where you're at. So from our hearts, we silently greet the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, Mother Earth, the all-embracing, loving, generous spirit of our dear mother. This helps us remember that everything is alive. Everyone, everything is a being, it's not a thing. We're not just walking upon Mother Earth, we're living within her heart. And this is something very important for humans to remember. It helps bring us back to the land of the living, connected to all that exists. And that is the wonderful blessing of grounding. So now bring your attention to your seat and feet, basically to the lower part of your body, the part below your waist, and feel yourself sinking into the chair. Letting out a sigh. And feeling your breath once again all the way down to your feet, connecting all the way back up to the top of your head. Experience yourself within your body rather than floating above. Feel the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. We're feeling now, we're not thinking. And drop your awareness fully into the base of your spine, allowing the lower back to release and relax a little more, allowing the thighs to release and relax. Adjust your posture if you need to. Let your knees spread out a little more to relax the lower back. Bring your attention to the calf muscles and invite them to release and soften. And then bring your attention down to the soles of the feet. And there is an energy center in the sole of each foot, right in the middle of the arch. And you actually know exactly where that is. The same way that you know exactly where the center of your palm is, you know where the center of each foot is. Now let's bring your attention to the right foot. finding that central point, and then bring it to the left foot and find the central point there. Now, sometimes it's easier to find that point on one foot and not the other. So spend a little time if you need to, opening that up on the sole of each foot. Once we bring our attention to these energy centers, they begin to activate, come alive. And you may feel a tingling or a warmth or a cooling or even an itching or a pulsing. The energy will take a different form for each person. But you can feel a certain enervation as you bring your awareness there. And the energy begins to spread out through your toes and through your whole foot. And then it almost magically starts to drop like a taproot into the earth, searching and sinking into the earth until it finds a wonderful place to rest and connect and feel securely rooted in the earth. Now, these roots may keep going for you. In fact, they may keep going till they reach the center of the mother, the center of our dear planet, actually the heart of the mother. Because we are starting to feel the living, loving connection, our right relationship with Mother Earth. Our bodies crave this reconnection. Pause a few moments and feel this. Don't think, feel. Your hands may be running energy at this point, just let it flow, flushing out all the subtle energy channels. You may feel energy or tension releasing down into the earth. You may feel different parts of your body getting lighter, and other parts feeling heavy as they're in the process of releasing the heavy accumulation of our confused and random negative thoughts, our disturbing emotions, our stress and tension from the day. It all builds up into what is known as heavy or dark energy. We don't judge it as negative. It's just heavy and dark. And our goal is to release this energy into the flow that we've reestablished with Mother Earth here. And so we're starting to feel a flow downward. You may feel a flow upward. And the important thing is that energy is moving. That's the most important. Your body is still and the energy is flowing. There's a huge, brilliant intelligence in this energy, and it knows exactly what channels to follow, how to clear, how to release, as long as it's connected to its home base. It's like plugging in to an electrical socket. We've plugged in to an infinite flow of energy that can help awaken our own healing energy, help clarify our thoughts, help purify our emotions, and bring us into a deeper state of harmony with ourselves. Now, there's no one way to feel this, and it takes some practice, And each time you do it, it may even feel different, and you'll discover wonderful details about the inner world of energy, the world of flow and subtle vitality within your being. So this is step one in learning how to ground. Eventually, grounding takes you into a light-filled, multidimensional, happy state. So feel free to sit as long as you enjoy this. Experience the intelligence of your own being. It's a different type of intelligence. It's a vibrational intelligence, a heart-centered intelligence. And you still have a mind, you still have a body, you haven't left your body, and you haven't discarded your mind. We're bringing everything into harmony and flow and into right relationship with mind, body, and spirit.